to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, yeah. Here he is. Listen to this, folks. I was working in my office today, and I was pulling up some stuff for the show today, and I brought it all in here to the studio, and look what I found when I went to pull my notes up, show notes up. Sue works in the garden. She digs in the dirt. You know what I did? I pulled up my little girl's second grade verb and action word sheet here. Uh-oh, right? Don't worry about it. Plenty of gun stuff to talk about. I am Mark Walters, and you are on the Armed American Radio Network. Maybe we'll give a verb test out later on in the show. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566 brings you into the studio and puts you on Armed American Radio. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org brings you in. We'll read your emails on the air. Twitter.com/AARMark accomplishes the same goal. And I want to introduce my executive producer, Sean Young. Sean, are you with me?
I'm here.
Ooh. Oh, man, a really big shoe tonight, my friend.
That's good.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Guess who we have coming in today?
Who?
We have Joe Miller. Joe is running for the U.S. Senate seat up in Alaska. Joe's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. What do you think of that one?
That sounds good.
Pro-gun candidate for U.S. Senate. You got to love that. In addition to him, we're going to give out two, possibly three, Bonehead of the Week awards this week, and they're good ones too. Very well deserved. Also, coming up later in the broadcast, Mr. Rob Pincus. You know, golly, I owe Rob an apology, Sean. You know that?
Why?
Well, the last few times he's been on the show, we have gotten a ton of phone calls. The lineup has just been packed to the gills, and we just haven't had enough time to really talk to Rob about some of the things that we like to talk to Rob about.
Wow.
So we're going to do that today, and we're going to focus on Rob for a really good portion of the show. Larry Pratt, executive director of the Gun Owners of America, is going to come in later in the show today and talk with Rob and I about some goofy internet issues floating around out there. And Mr. Larry Pratt is going to come in and set the record straight as only he can about the Gun Owners of America, one of our sponsors. We love them. America's no compromise gun lobby. Also, the Mad Ogre coming up in the roundtable. Ooh, he's always good, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
We have so much fun with George. This time, we're going to talk with him about some more specific guns, because I went out, and you would have had a lot of fun with me, Sean. I went out this week and just put some guns to the test and worked them really hard. A couple AR-15s and some pistols, and we'll talk about that with the Mad Ogre. But in the meantime, listen to this quote. Shall we give out a bonehead real fast?
Yes.
At this moment, we do not believe that the Appleseed Project is an extremist organization, said Bill Nygut, the Anti-Defamation League's Southeast Regional Director. We don't know where they're headed, though. Nygut said his concern is not the ordinary gun enthusiast who account for much of the attendance at Appleseed events, but the occasional participant with extremist views. Remember the Appleseed Project?
Yeah, we had them on last week.
Yeah, we've been talking about them. Fox News, right after we had them on for a second time last week, mm-hmm. Mr. Eric McCabe, it turns out that Fox News hit them up about 2 days later right here mm-hmm. in the greater Atlanta area when they had one of their marksmanship shoots and educational training classes. And Megyn Kelly on Fox News?
Yes.
Yeah, her segment there about Project Appleseed, and I watched all of it. You can see it on YouTube. You can go back and watch it on Fox News on the videos. And, you know, these are harmless, great events in the local area that teach Americans marksmanship skills, and they also teach Americans about their revolutionary history. Is that a bad thing? Not that I'm aware of.
Not that I am.
Right, that's a good thing. That's being an American.
Mm-hmm.
Armed and American. Grandma and apple pie. What's the problem? No problem. But he was straight up. We'll give him that. He was straight up. At this moment, we do not believe that the Appleseed Project is an extremist organization. Bill Nigut, ADL Southeast Regional Director, you are the first recipient of Armed American Radio's Bonehead of the Week. And Sean, guess what?
What?
The emails pouring in from all over the country, as you can imagine. You can't please all the people all the time.
No.
You do a lot of radio.
I do six days a week.
You can't please everybody all the time as much as you'd like to try, right?
Absolutely.
So the thing to do is not to try. If you're talking politics, especially in today's environment, you're going to alienate somebody.
Somebody, absolutely.
And we have to talk some politics, A, because it's fun, B, because it's necessary, and C, unfortunately, you cannot separate guns and politics in today's environment. You just can't do it. So you have to throw it in there a little bit, and you have to talk about it. And but you want to have fun doing it too, right?
Yes.
Kind of like this being fun. Where's O'Bummer today?
Where is he?
Well, you know, I'm glad I asked you that.
he's been going somewhere, places that I couldn't tell you.
Vacation number 9. He ought to write a book, Vacation number 9. Sounds like a great name for an album. Vacation number 9. Remember that old song, number 9, number 9? Yeah. That's his latest. Who did that? Was that the Beatles?
I think so.
Number 9? Vacation number 9. And I'll tell you who's had a very, very tough month. Very tough month. And that is the nation's first lady, Michelle. She has been in Spain. Oh, tough. Extravagant vacation. Came home, went to Panama City Beach. Whew, brutal.
Where is that at?
Panama City Beach?
Yeah, is that in Florida?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. That's Florida Panhandle.
That's what I thought.
And then right after Panama City Beach, they jet off to the vineyard, Martha's Vineyard, at a 30-acre estate.
Oh, yeah.
Been a brutal month for Michelle. Been tough. But, you know, you can't not talk about these things, can you, Sean?
I think you can.
You have to. They go hand in hand, but some of the emails I've gotten are great. You know, I love reading all of them because, again, you can't please everybody all the time. Folks, we understand that. We you know. Sorry. We try. But, Sean, we can't do it.
No.
Check this out. Talk about this in the roundtable. Florida congressional candidate robbed at gunpoint while waiting for campaign appearance.
What?
Yeah. Now, it's not funny if you're her.
Absolutely.
Okay. But it was North Miami. They said a Democratic congressional candidate had been robbed at gunpoint while waiting to make a campaign appearance at a church.
Wow.
Right.
Where is this world coming to?
Well, it's why we have Armed American Radio. Those of you listening across the country, this is a great opportunity to say this from the West Palm Beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. Listen carefully. Florida congressional candidate robbed at gunpoint while waiting for campaign appearance at a church. Can't have law-abiding citizens with guns in churches, can we?
I guess not.
Why in the world would any American want to arm themselves? I was going to do something fun. I call it fun. It's really disturbing. But if you open up any major newspaper online across the country and read the stories, woman carjacked at gunpoint. Good Samaritan stops robbery. I mean, you can read these all day long. I just can't imagine, Sean, why any law-abiding American would feel the need to want to protect themselves or their family. Not when you hear stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm waiting for the day when the headlines say, police thwart armed carjacking.
Mm-hmm.
Police stop convenience store robbery. Armed robber caught before he could hurt man. But we don't get those stories, do we?
No.
We get the opposite because the police can't be everywhere. Hence, we have Armed American Radio to talk about the right to keep and bear arms, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll do that when we come back with Mr. Joe Miller, running for the U.S. Senate in Alaska. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
As an armed American, you've already taken steps to protect yourself and your loved ones from the possibility of being a victim of violent crime. To do the job effectively in a time of crisis takes real knowledge, real skills, and real confidence. Coming next week, Armed American Radio's newest sponsor, Sealed Mindset, is all about world-class personal security-based defensive firearms training. Join Mark next Sunday to hear about how you can develop a sealed mindset.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, 2 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com. This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed, ladies and gentlemen. You might be hearing a little loop in our feed here, a little bit of echo. We're working on that right now. I don't hear it, but you might hear it. If you do, just bear with us. We're working on that right now. I'm your host, Mark Walters. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome back. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AAR Mark brings you in to the studios and on the phones, and we'll take your calls. In the meantime, I'm not going to give out another bonehead yet. We're going to go right to U.S. Senate candidate Mr. Joe Miller in Alaska. Joe, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. It's always fun to talk to a pro-gun U.S. Senate candidate, my friend.
Absolutely. We need more of them in D.C.
We do. Well, we need a lot of things in D.C., Joe.
Well, to change that place, you got to change the people that are there. That's my perspective.
That's a fact. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking at your website, and I love it. And I've seen some of your banner ads all over the Internet, and I've seen some of the stuff you're talking about, and I'm really thrilled to have you on. Tell us, and oh, some of the endorsements you've got. Tell us who's endorsing you. Mike Huckabee, right?
Yeah, we got a bunch of folks. Mike Huckabee a couple of weeks ago. Of course, Sarah Palin and Todd, Mark Levin, Lars Larson, Laura Ingraham, a number of state legislators from Alaska. And, you know, just everyday common Alaskans who are really going to make this race.
Now, you're running up against who? Murkowski, right?
Yeah, Murkowski's the senator that was appointed by her dad about 8 years ago. She kind of sees her seat as an entitlement and, as a consequence, has really not been voting Alaskan values.
You know, that right there, Joe, is part of the problem, this entitlement thing in Washington. I personally believe that the words career and politician do not belong together in the same sentence.
I agree. I mean, you know, it's this crisis of leadership that I think in part is a result of, you know, this ruling class that we now have up there, that they get ingrained in their ways. They kind of they enjoy the high life. They enjoy the trappings of power, and they forget about really why they're there, and that's to follow the Constitution.
Well, I have to ask you this question. Just, you know, I'm a simple guy, Joe. You know, I worked in the transportation industry for 26 years, and I can't imagine, where do people lose these values when they get to Washington? How does that happen? Now, I'm not talking about a guy like Dingell in Michigan. He's been in the Senate or been in the House for 55 years. He's completely lost touch with what it means to get up every day at home and go to work every day, because he's working in the House and he's been doing it since 1955. How does somebody like Murkowski lose touch with her constituency in Alaska? How does that happen?
Well, I don't think she really ever had really much in common with her constituency here. You know, the game was set from the beginning. You know, she served in the state legislature outside of Anchorage. She had a D rating from the NRA. Her dad, of course, decides that he wants to shift jobs, runs for governor, gets elected, and, of course, probably the game from the start was to appoint his daughter to the U.S. Senate. They decide to have this little process by which supposedly merit would play into the decision-making, and in a very gross conflict of interest, he selects his daughter for the seat. And, of course, as you know, incumbency carries with it great power. You get lots of money that starts pouring in. You know, since she was appointed by her dad, she's received millions of dollars of outside money. In fact, almost 78% from out of state. Within this last year, that number has jumped to 88% of her contributions out of state.
Now, hold on a second. Let me get this straight. 88% of her contributions are coming from out of the state of Alaska.
From 2009 to 2010, go to influenceexplorer.com, type in Murkowski, you'll find that 88% of her contributions have come from out of state. I mean, it's just extraordinary. It's part of the, you know, the trappings of incumbency and that entitlement mentality that we talked about before. As she goes in, she does the bidding of those that contribute, and she's rewarded, the quid pro quo, if you will.
You know, that is, that's frightening. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You got to check your gut. Common sense.
And it leads to a lot of compromise. You know, I'm a fighter, not a compromiser. My perspective of it is I'm going to D.C., first of all, I think have integrity toward the Constitution, but to represent the interests of Alaskans. And this buy-off by out-of-state interest is just outrageous.
Yeah, that is. It is outrageous. And, it's something that's indicative of politics today, Joe. It's happening everywhere. But
well,
I think
crisis leadership.
You know, we're seeing a resurgency in people's awareness of the Constitution. People are reading the U.S. Constitution for the first time in a long time in my lifetime. I'm seeing people really take note of what the Constitution says. You know, normal people on the street can recite parts of the Constitution. They're reading it. They're paying attention. Are you seeing the same thing? You're feeling this out there. I know you are.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, people look at the crisis point the nation's in with insolvency, bankruptcy, kind of knocking at our door, you know, $13 trillion in debt, $130 trillion in future unfunded obligations, according to the National Review. And they know that the system is broken, so they look for answers. And the Constitution provides a simple answer. That is restraint of government, enumerated powers. And I got to tell you, Alaskans are joining in the movement to return this nation back to its constitutional limits.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, you come from a free state. Alaska is a free state. You are the last great frontier or the first great frontier? How would you put that?
Well, we're the great land, the last frontier. I mean, it really is a big open space here. You've got to have kind of a hardcore attitude to survive the extremes. We're a can-do people that really hold to their values. And it's surprising that we're at the point we are right now in this race against Murkowski, where you've got somebody that has gained such advantage from this kind of entitlement, if you will, congressional system that we have, where her dad was allowed to appoint her. But I think Alaskans are waking up that she, as well as many other members of Congress, are why we're at the point we're at right now as a nation.
Joe, let me ask you a bold question, one that is kind of open-ended, but where are we right now as a nation?
Well, I think that we have a very short time to turn it around. I jumped in this race on Lexington Concord Day, April 19th. A lot of people said, hey, it's too late, but the polling showing that this is a neck-and-neck race right now between Murkowski and I. But I did it because nobody else was doing it, and I knew that we had to make a change, and I was going to do my part. And I also knew what motivated me in the race was returning this nation to the leading role that it once had. I mean, we are an exceptional nation. But the only way that we can remain in that place is to get back to the Constitution, because it's the Constitution and this concept of natural law, that's where our rights come from God, not from government, that makes this an exceptional nation. But we can only get back to that point if we look at the Constitution as being what directs this nation.
That the Constitution does not lay the law down, the Constitution recognizes.
It absolutely gets our sovereignty, obviously. The people's sovereignty is what gives the government the right to rule. That Constitution, what a lot of people misinterpret it as, is something that, you know, empowers government. But our founders made it very clear that the Constitution was there to restrain government. They saw the tendency of the central government to go toward tyranny. And they did not want to see that happen with the federal government. And so that is a restraining document with enumerated powers, the 10th Amendment being at the center point to ensure that those powers not enumerated, reserved to the states and the people. And that's what we've got to get back to. It's the only real, I think, hope for this nation.
You know, that's a powerful statement when you say something like what you just said, is the only hope for this nation. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit? How much time do we have?
Well,
you know what? Listen, that music. I wasn't paying attention to the clock, Joe. When we get back from the break, let's answer that question, okay?
Sorry about that.
No, it's my fault. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with Joe Miller running for Senate in Alaska. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
And we're definitely redefining weekend talk radio right now, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. We are having a slight production issue, so bear with me. We are working on it. We're getting what's called a loop. You might hear an echo from time to time. Sean's doing a bang-up job riding those boards at the production studio, so stick with us. We'll get it taken care of. But we're now talking with Joe Miller, U.S. Senate candidate up in Alaska. Joe, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, I was not paying attention to the clock. I was looking at the board here and a number of other things to try to fix that loop. And I asked you, you said about hope. It's the last hope we have for this nation. Can you elaborate on that? I think that's important because a lot of people are feeling that in their stomach, and they don't know really what they're feeling, but we're all feeling it. What is it we're feeling?
Well, I mean, we see the symptoms of the crisis. That's the economic insolvency and the nearing the bankruptcy that I mentioned earlier, you know, with the debt load that we have. It's just simply unsustainable. But it's also in the whole mentality, the approach to government. We have a real divide that's growing in this country between those of us that are constitutionalists and those that perceive government as being basically the provider of all. Any problem, we go to government for the answer. Really the growth of the entitlement state, whether it be entitlements for those that perceive themselves to be in need, and or whether it be, you know, entitlement even for these businesses too big to fail. But it's the concept of government. We're moving toward, you know, the European socialist model. And, of course, under Obama, we're moving in hyperdrive, I think, in that direction. And so people recognize that if we give this too much more time, one, you know, bankruptcy's upon us, and then who knows what happens with Rahm Emanuel and others and the helping out of the White House, how they'll take advantage of a crisis of that nature. But I also think it's a recognition of just the concept of government being so lost or so distant from what originally our founders intended, that we've got to wake this nation up to get it back to where it needs to be.
Joe, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that, you know, that feeling in the gut that people are feeling, and I talk to people all the time. I get emails from listeners across the country all the time. They all say the same thing. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with the country. And I have to sit back and have to wonder to myself, you know, you say Obama's taken us in hyperdrive. This is a, and he is, there's no question about it. We can all feel that and sense it. He is governing against the will of the people. All you have to do is go back, get out of the bubble, look down at what you see happening. Healthcare, down our throats. Stimulus, down our throats. Government, down our throats. And it's almost an elitist ruling class is what's developing here. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. And you see it on both sides of the aisle. You know, I'm running in the Republican primary, but to simply paint the Democrats as responsible ignores half the problem. And, I mean, it's reflected here in this race in Alaska, you know, with basically the allowance of, you know, a dad appointing his daughter to an office to perpetuate that ruling class. I mean, the Kennedys couldn't even get away with that. It's just extraordinary what's happened up here in Alaska, you know, one of the most freedom-loving states in the nation.
Now, you know, you're right about that. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen, what Joe just said. Think about that. Seriously, sit back for a second and think about what you just heard. A father appointing his daughter to a Senate seat. Think about that. That should scare every one of you. Joe, it scares me to death that we've gotten to that point in this country.
Right, and then you've got, you know, the power of the funding so that you've got the incumbency advantage of, I think, what, 93% in primaries. But Alaskans are waking up, and that's the great thing. They're joining the wave of others across this nation that recognize that, you know, we don't have much time to turn things around. They recognize that, unlike what Murkowski said in the only debate that you participated in with me this past week, that the Constitution is black and white. Murkowski suggested that it was not. And if your listeners want to actually see that debate, go to joemiller.us. We've got it up as our first video clip. But it's just, you know, this ruling class, they perceive the Constitution as an inconvenience, actually a limitation on what they want to do with government, and that is expanded.
Let's talk about the Second Amendment. We've seen, of course, the Heller decision in 2008. The McDonald decision just came down in March. Both very favorable for gun rights advocates. It's amazing how I look back at it today and I saw the Brady campaign's propaganda on it. It's the only thing I can call it is propaganda that court upholds. You know, they're the only group I know that can take a, and I like to use their own words against them, a stinging defeat and rewrite it. It's just revisionist. It kills me when I see this stuff. You go to the Brady campaign site and look at it yourself. Don't take my word for it. But the Second Amendment, Alaska is filled with gun lovers. Are there differences between Murkowski and you in that department?
You know, Alaska has one of the highest rates per capita of gun ownership in the nation. There are several dozen guns per person up here in the state. So we're very much very, very supportive of the Second Amendment and that it is an individual and not a collective right. Murkowski, as I noted early on in the show, when she was a state legislator at a D rating from the NRA, you know, she has been a little more behaved since she was appointed by her dad to her Senate seat. But still, you know, she voted to confirm Eric Holder, the most anti-gun attorney general in U.S. history. You didn't even put up a fight. She actually voted for him.
You know, let me ask, how did she vote for Sotomayor and Kagan?
Yeah, you're fading out on me.
Can you hear me okay?
That's much better.
How did she vote on Kagan and Sotomayor?
Yeah, she voted correctly on those, but again, it was after a lot of pressure from folk here in the state. The perspective that we have is that there's not really any fighting that's going on. There's nobody that's standing up and saying, look, you know, like with the Bork appointment, the attempt to appoint Bork to the Supreme Court under the Reagan administration,
right.
You know, the Democrats fought that because he would have been a very effective jurist on the Supreme Court. Filibuster, et cetera. When was the last time that you saw the Republicans really put up a fight against some of these radicals? And that's what we've got to have. We can no longer stand the compromising approach that we see in the Senate. We've got to have fighters. This is not, you know, as you might hear in military jargon, a rearguard action. This is a pushback. We've got to reverse the growth of government, not just slow it.
It's going to be tough, Joe. I'll tell you what concerns me. What concerns me is from November through January concerns me tremendously regarding the outcome of the elections to see what this Democrat-controlled Congress will do in a lame duck session, number one. But from 2010 till 2012, I believe, is going to be the writing on the wall politically for the direction of this country. Am I wrong?
We've got to have the people with the backbone to fight that Obama agenda, and that means no hesitancy to defund programs. And we're going to have the votes to do it if we've got people of courage that get elected this fall.
I hope you're right there. I know you're right. I hope we see a sea change, and I can feel that sea change. And it's not one of those deals where you talk about the media who says, what was it they used to say, I don't know how Bush could have gotten elected. I don't know anybody who voted for him. You remember those comments, Joe? You don't see
that. Yeah, I
think
that what we're
going to
see in this state is a major upset. I mentioned earlier that we are very close, neck and neck. Polling data suggests to us that if every vote gets out there that's supporting us, it's going to be a landslide in our favor. We're working it right now energetically at the volunteer level. You're going to see a lot more of those upsets throughout the United States over the next several months. That is going to change the character of government in D.C.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. And we're going to be pulling for you. Now, tell me, your primary is Tuesday, right?
It's Tuesday. If you want to learn more, joemiller.us. If you want to donate, you can do it there on that website, too.
Okay, good. Now, you can stay with us for the next segment, I hope, right, through the top of the hour?
Absolutely. We'd love to stay with you.
Okay, joemiller.us. Let's make sure that everybody has that, joemiller.us. Get out there and support Joe any way that you possibly can. Joe, the direction that the country is currently heading, when I say, because I hear this argument all the time, well, nothing bad has happened to our gun rights. It's all been good. I want to remind people that it's been a 5-4 decision. Now, you said something very telling, that you can't believe that the Republicans haven't pushed back harder. Very disturbing with the Republicans, what I saw with Kagan. When you're looking
Absolutely.
At a 5-4 decision, a 5-4 decision, one vote, folks. And nobody is standing up and fighting Kagan. I don't get that, Joe. Educate me.
Yeah, I mean, the point is that you've got a bunch of compromisers, not fighters, in the Senate, and people that are unwilling to really make a stand. And, you know, on the liberal side, you see it all the time, but on the conservatives, people just are not there to fight for constitutional rights. Our freedoms do hang in the balance by one vote.
Yes, they do. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back with Joe Miller running for Senate in Alaska. Don't go anywhere.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
1 500-pound wild boar, 1 9-millimeter round of extreme shock ammunition. Bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
I'm going to sing a song.
Go ahead.
You ready?
I'm ready.
The loop is gone. The loop is gone.
Yes, it is.
No more loop. No more loop.
And see, I had it real bad because it was real loud in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Armed American Radio. That is my executive producer, Sean. We intentionally kept him out of the mix because every time he opened his gator, he heard himself twice and you heard him two or three times. That's yes. Called a loop, and we were able to correct that, and I apologize to our guest and to everybody listening who may have heard that, but I understand you did a bang-up job riding those boards.
I was trying.
And minimized the problem. So we do have that fixed, thank goodness.
Yes, now we can. Do.
We can go back. I've got an email to read, and I think my guest, Joe Miller, running for U.S. Senate up in Alaska, is going to like this. Dear Mark, listening to Joe makes me want to move to Alaska. Joe, what do you think of that? That's pretty straightforward, my man.
Hey, we welcome all solid constitutional conservatives to this great state.
Ooh, see, now that is the resurgence that we're talking about. Constitutional conservatives. This is a center-right nation. It always has been, and it always will be. That's my core inner belief, Joe.
Well, it's certainly true up here in Alaska, Mark.
Well, when you say constitutional conservative, describe what you mean by that.
We're talking about a movement to return government back to the limits imposed upon it by the founders to preserve our individual rights and liberties given to us by God.
Sean, it doesn't get any clearer than that.
Sure doesn't.
We have founding fathers that are upside down right now with what's happening.
Yeah, can you believe, Mark, that in Fairbanks now, which is my hometown, I'm limited in my ability to burn wood to heat my house at 60 below zero because of federal mandates.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Hold the boat. 60 below Gore.
Yeah, well, it's double whammy there. Sorry, both the extreme of the government and the extreme of our weather.
Yeah. Well, we heard from Hillary Clinton that global warming is causing the floods in Pakistan. I don't know who she was pandering to there, but the media, the most dangerous entity in the U.S., has picked it up and run with it. Joe, I don't think you're aware of this, but coming from such a beautiful place with the weather extremes that you experience, I'll enlighten you to what we do here on Armed American Radio, and that is we have removed the word degree when we refer to the temperature, and we now call it the gore. For example, here in Atlanta, it was 95 Gore today.
105 Gore here.
105 Gore in Dallas, Sean?
Yep, 105 Gore in Dallas.
Joe, what was the Gore in Alaska today?
Well, Mark, I was going to ask you, what do you call the internet then?
I'm sorry, what we lost you there. What do we call what?
I was just asking you what you call the internet then.
Oh, well, that's Gore too.
We're actually in a beautiful day today. It was sunshine. Anchorage has gotten rained on just incessantly over the last several months, but it's probably sitting about 70. Beautiful day.
70 Gore in Anchorage today. That's gorgeous. And, you know, I see Fox News from time to time when I have time to watch TV, and I see that beautiful landscape behind Sarah Palin when she's talking. And it just makes me want to get up there.
That's all of Alaska, at least until it goes underwater because of global warming.
Well, the glaciers are melting.
Well, yeah, and they have been. You know, that brings up an interesting point, Mark. You know, my my opponent, Senator Murkowski, has actually co-sponsored a cap-and-trade bill along with Arlen Specter back in 2007. And she's one of those very aggressive global warming people that believe that man has created it and that we need to basically tax everybody to the tune of several thousands of dollars per year to take care of the problem.
We all have to do our part, Joe.
Yeah.
I know. I know. It's live radio, my friend.
Well, it's critical. I tell you here, when we pay the price for gas, the price for kilowatt hour on electricity, those little marginal impacts, and the whole cap and trade thing, it's not minor. It's very, very significant, especially when we're trying to get a gas line going up and to bring gas from the North Slope down to the lower 48. The impact of cap and trade increases the tariff, reduces the profitability, and may make it a non-starter, not to mention the impact just on everyday working-class Alaskans.
You know, I had a fascinating conversation earlier today with a neighbor of mine, a local businessman that opened a hardware store in my neck of the woods in February of 09, Joe. February of 09, brand new place. And it's not, you know, he was in direct competition with one of those big box Home Depots and Lowe's. And I was thrilled when he was there because it's one of those home hardware places, you know?
Right.
And I was passing by there a couple days ago. And my son had a baseball game. He's six. And we were coming back and we're passing the store and it had this big, you know, 50% off end of season sale. 50% off, Sean, on everything except what I want, you know, Weber grills and all that. They were still normal price. But everything was 50% off, big banners, big crowds. The Weber guys were out there grilling hot dogs. I took my kids this morning with me to get some coffee, and it happens to be at the Starbucks and the McDonald's. They wanted to go to McDonald's. They're all right there on the same block as the hardware store, and I looked over, and the big yellow signs were going out of business. And I thought, no, that can't be. That's not why the 50% off, because it didn't. Those signs weren't there yesterday, so I pulled up in front of the place, and the guy has just recently ordered me some parts for a grill. And he came out when he saw my truck, and I said, what in the world? He said, we can't do it. We can't do it. The development on the corner was supposed to explode during the financial breakdown in 2008, late in 2008. That development ceased, a bunch of village shops that were supposed to go up and create a ton of foot traffic. And without that development, he was the first business that popped up. He and a Starbucks. Of course, Starbucks is still thriving. He just didn't have the foot traffic, and it was heartbreaking. And I got to talking to him. He's a sub-S corporation, as I was for a number of years. And I understand what it means when the government says, you're rich at $250,000 plus, Joe. That's the sub-S business owner. He's not rich. His profits are flowing through to his personal taxes, and if you tax him to death, this is what happens. And this uncertainty in the marketplace right now and in the business environment, it's heartbreaking to see this firsthand.
Yeah, we've turned to the government for everything. I don't know whether you know this or not, but in a 10-year period between March of 2000 and March of this year, the private sector lost over 3 million jobs, while the government sector gained nearly 2 million. That makes me think we're in the death throes, basically, of our economy. Anytime that you turn basically to the government to rescue private enterprise, especially with the answers that the Obama administration is coming up with, you're looking in the wrong direction. And then you add the taxes from Obamacare, the taxes they want to add, you know, through cap and trade, the refusal to extend the Bush tax cuts. And what are we doing to our competitive edge? What are we doing to our small businesses? We're killing them.
We're destroying it. We're destroying it, and we're destroying it from within. And it's very frightening to see, but that's why it's important that folks like you win the primaries on Tuesday, and folks like you make a run and get into Washington and right the ship and help us get rid of, well, can't get rid of Kagan now, can't get rid of Sotomayor now. But, you know, when it comes to federal judges across the land, people are beginning to see the importance of what's happening out here. Joe, we've got about probably 45 seconds before we hear some music and have to close the segment out. I've enjoyed the conversation with you. 45 seconds. We have 5 seconds. That means we've got about 45 seconds left. Direct people to where they can contribute to you and where they can find you on the web.
If you believe there's a crisis of leadership in D.C. and that you want to change out D.C. by changing out the people that are there, go to joemiller.us to learn more about my candidacy. You can see the only debate that Murkowski agreed to, and you can donate. We'd love to have your help. We've got a few days left. We're going to win this thing with your help.
Joe, thank you very much for joining Armed American Radio. We'll follow you after the primaries on Tuesday. Good luck to you. Thanks for joining us. JoeMiller.us, folks. This is the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell it to me by the hammer now,
baby. This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.